Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this topic, we begin studying spiritual discernment. Discernment means learning to see wisely before God. It means asking, what is really going on here? And how can I respond in a way that honors God, respects the person, and seeks what is good? In this lesson, we focus on creational discernment. Creational discernment means paying attention to the whole person and the whole situation as part of God's created world. Spiritual leaders can make mistakes when they reduce people to only one issue. A person may say, I am struggling spiritually, and that may be true, but their struggle may also involve sleep, stress, grief, family conflict, money pressure, habits, loneliness, work demands, shame, health concerns, or confusion about calling. The person is not a machine. The person is an embodied soul. From an organic human perspective, a human being is fully spiritual and fully physical. The spiritual nature and physical nature belong together, so spiritual discernment must not ignore the body, emotions, relationships, responsibilities, history, habits, or environment. This does not mean every problem is complicated in the same way. Sometimes a person needs repentance, sometimes they need rest, sometimes they need wise counsel, sometimes they need medical attention, sometimes they need a safer relationship pattern, sometimes they need scripture, prayer, worship, confession, communion, community, service, and remembrance. Often they need several of these together. Creational discernment helps us slow down. Instead of saying too quickly, this is only a spiritual problem, we learn to ask better questions. What is happening physically? What is happening emotionally? What is happening relationally? What is happening morally? What is happening economically? What is happening socially? What is happening in worship and faith? What is happening in the person's calling and daily responsibilities? Christian philosophy has often described many aspects of created life: numerical, spatial, physical, biological, emotional, analytical, historical, linguistic, social, economic, aesthetic, legal, ethical, and faith-related realities. These aspects help us notice that life is richly connected. For example, a student who is failing spiritually may also be exhausted physically, isolated socially, anxious emotionally, confused intellectually, and ashamed morally. A wise spiritual leader does not ignore sin. But a wise leader also does not flatten the whole person into one label. Jesus saw whole people. He saw bodies, souls, stories, sins, wounds, faith, families, communities, and callings. So in this topic, we will learn to see more carefully. Creational discernment does not replace Scripture or the Holy Spirit. It helps us pay attention to the world God actually made so that our spiritual care becomes wiser, humbler, and more whole person aware.